Merry Christmas, Austin, Texas. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Christmas, everyone. So excited that you've joined us as we come to celebrate with carols and candles the anticipation of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we're so excited to be joined by this incredible group of musicians, right? And our annual special guest, Hill Country Bible Church member, best friend of all of us, Rick Trevino, our recording artist, is here with us again for the 25th or 26th year. I don't want to tell how old you are because it tells how old I am, so we got to be careful about that. So we're so excited that you've come to worship with us. Now, this service is a participatory service, and so there are multiple things that you get to participate in. One is, if you're holding a child, you get to participate in the joy of bouncing that child. You know, that's a kind of a good thing. And secondly, you get to participate as we sing and worship together. So we want you to join your voices with us. There'll be a couple special moments in the service. One of those special moments is an opportunity for us to pass the light. You have a candle that's there in your chair, and if you didn't get one, if you'll raise your hand now, we'll put one in your hand. Our service will make sure you got one. Everybody needs one. Couple thoughts about candles. They have real fire. So be careful about the zone, particularly the hairspray zone, where you're getting too close. Make sure you watch your children. And then the rule is that you always tip an unlit candle to a lit candle to light it, so you don't tip the lit candle and drip wax on the person next to you. They'll have a much better Christmas if you don't do that. This service is an opportunity for you not only to enjoy the nostalgia of the season, but also to connect with the one who makes the season possible, Jesus Christ. And so our prayer for you today is that you would have a spiritually enriching encounter with Jesus himself, and it would fill your heart with an understanding of how deeply you are loved by God. And in that love, that you would find hope, forgiveness, and freedom in him. So today, as we celebrate and enjoy this time, if somewhere along the way God speaks to you and you want someone to give you some encouragement, follow up, maybe give you some more information, that's what our response cards are for. Feel free to fill them out and leave them with us. We'll get back with you, because we want everybody here to have the same joy, the same hope, and the same anticipation of the presence of the face of God in Jesus Christ that we do this season. Let me pray. Father in heaven, I just pray that your Spirit would settle on this place, that your Son would come alive in our minds and in our hearts. And Father, as we meet here together, that the darkness that surrounds oftentimes in the world in which we live would dissipate in the brilliance and the beauty of the love of Jesus for us. May we celebrate with joy, and may we have a great Christmas as we look into your face and follow you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Joy of the world. Would you stand together with us as we lift our voices and sing joy to the world?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Thank you.
lift our voices together as we sing Hark the Herald, glory to the newborn King.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sin is reconciled.
Go ahead and be seated.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counsel, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
At this time, I'd like to invite all the children here, to come to the stage and sit with me. Take your time, carefully come to the stage and come sit with me so we can sing a song to celebrate the birth of our Savior. All the children, come to the stage. This is, if you don't know, this is a tradition that we've continued through the years, and there weren't this many children when we first did it. But yeah, once you get here, y'all go ahead and sit down next to me, sweethearts. I think we almost have everybody up here. We're getting close. All right, y'all about ready to start singing? You ready? Here we go. Sing loud.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Be near me. Here we go.
Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever. Love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. And fit us for heaven to live.
Everybody say Merry Christmas on three. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
Take your time going back. Take your time.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. Silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shining everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are meant in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary, and gathered all above, while mortals sleep, the angels keep watch a wandering love. The morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to man on earth. Peace to man on earth. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide in us, our Lord Emmanuel, our Lord Emmanuel.
Well, Christmas is one day away, and the anticipation is actually killing us. Can I let you in on a little secret? I personally don't believe a tree is properly decorated until there are presents completely surrounding the tree. How many of you here are actually planning on getting a present this Christmas? Two presents this Christmas. Three presents this Christmas. Yeah, awesome, right? Now here's the deal. Christmas presents actually take on a life of their own long before Christmas morning. You know, Christmas presents are something that are investigated, much to mom's chagrin. Now, we're in church, so everybody has to be honest here. How many of you, at some time in your life, before Christmas morning, got under the tree and counted the number of your presents? Okay? Yeah, most people here. How many of you counted everyone else's presents to see if you were getting enough? Yeah? How many of you picked up the boxes, looked at the size, shape, shook them a little bit, trying to figure out what was in there, right? Almost everybody here. And those who don't, you're the Grinch, okay? How many of you have eavesdropped on conversations, hoping that someone would spill the beans when they thought you weren't around, and you'd find out what you were getting? Man, this is just killing us, right? The anticipation is overwhelming. I mean, we may open our presents this week and find a singing snow glow Elsa under the tree. Or a Wowee robot. Whoa. And so here's how it goes down. Christmas morning, everybody gets out, they get around the tree. Some are more grumpy than others, pretty much based on age. We sit around the tree, right? And then the process begins. Somebody hands the first present to the first person, and the wrapping paper and the ribbons and all that go flying into shreds, and the present is unwrapped, it's examined, it's now photographed, and then it's set aside with a thank you so much. I love it. I can't imagine anything better than this for Christmas. Even though in your mind you're thinking, socks again? And then you wait, watching other people open their presents, wondering when it's going to come back around to you for the next present so the process can begin. Unwrap it, examine it, photograph it, and then set it aside, waiting for the next present. And finally, when all the Christmas mess is out from under the tree and all over the floor, there is a baby in there. You can see that, right? When it's all over the floor, finally someone, usually a little boy, says what everybody's thinking. Is that all there is? And at that moment, something resonates deep in our souls. At that moment, we realize that there's something in the human condition. We don't know whether it's good or whether it's bad, but here's what we do know. That there is this crush of anticipation of future joy that tends to rob us in the moment of present joy. In other words, we tend to set things aside as we receive them in life, looking for the next greater thing. And we wonder, like, what is that? What is that about us? Now, some of us may immediately say, well, human nature is flawed. And author Mark Buchanan, writing about the whole idea of Christmas greed, He says this. Listen, this is an instructive Christmas lesson. He said, God actually made us this way. He made us to yearn, to always be hungry for something we can't get, to always be missing something we can't find, to always be disappointed with what we receive, and always have an insatiable emptiness that no thing can fill. Maybe the lesson of Christmas presents reveals to us that there is something missing in the souls of people. That no temporary, momentary, good, shiny, wonderful experience or thing would ever fill. Could it be that Christmas reminds us that we have this infinite capacity within us to experience something much greater than this world could ever offer? And in that emptiness, it draws us to something that can ultimately fill us. Now, I don't know what you believe about God today. I don't even know if you believe in God. But here's what I want you to know. The dissatisfaction that you find in life, longing for Christmas to be more, for your life to be more, for your relationships to be more, for your character to be more, all of those things simply point to the fact that an infinite longing can only be satisfied by an infinite lover, and that's God Himself. And so Christmas, when we come together, the real present at Christmas is something that we have to look deeper to be able to see. We tend to look into the face of our children, or the face of our stuff, or the face of our decorations, or the face of our experience, knowing that at the end of the day, in the quietness of the moment, we'll feel that empty feeling again. Here's what I want you to know. The God of the universe desires a personal relationship with you. The God who is infinite love, who is infinite grace, who is infinite faithfulness, that God is the one who can meet your deepest emptiness, meet your deepest longing. Now, when we think about God, we think about a God who is aloof, distant, unreachable. And that's why the message of Christmas is so important. Because the message of Christmas is that God actually came, that God became a baby, that Jesus Christ came to earth to show us who God is. To show us that God is love in His birth. To show us that God is forgiveness in His sacrificial death. That's what Jesus came to show us. What Jesus came to teach us is this. That God loves us enough to find us, even in our failing and fumbling in life. But God also loves us too much to leave us in the condition we're in. And so God is in the business of transforming people through a relationship with Jesus, His Son. So here's the bottom line for Christmas. The message of Christmas is this, that you can unwrap the present of a permanent, eternal relationship with God. And here's all you have to do. What you have to do is accept the fact that you can't do it yourself. You'll never, as a finite person, attain infinite love. Never. Believe that Jesus Christ actually came for you. He came to die, to pay for your sins, so that you can be forgiven and made whole. And that you commit to follow Him as your Lord and Savior. When you do that, you receive the infinite in a relationship with Him. On this Christmas, I would invite you to unwrap the most important gift of all, the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. And so today, I ask you, invite you to receive that gift now as we pass His light from His manger to your hearts.
silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Noche de paz, noche de amor, todo duerme alrededor, entre los astros que esparcen su luz, bien anunciando al niñito Jesús. Brilla la estrella de paz, brilla la estrella de paz.
Lift your voices.
Silent night, holy night, God loves pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Oh, holy night, the stars
As we extinguish our candles together, remember that the light of Jesus Christ never goes out. God desires a relationship with you, and Christmas is the time He demonstrates that. May you experience His love and His fullness this season, and may God bless you. Have a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Feel free to leave your candles in your seats, and God bless you.